Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Manideep's Show. I'm your host and in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about a story from Indian mythology. Yes, this particular story is from Mahabharata, and when we talk about mythologies, we often talk about main characters and important characters. But in this story, the main character is not an important character in the entire Mahabharata, but he is an important character. Because he teaches us something which we have to incorporate them in our daily lives. So going into the story, this particular story happens when Arjuna was still at his Gurukula or at his school learning archery, warfare, tactic, etc. Because he is a prince and all the princes, all the royal children would get all these kinds of education on different things about wars, warfare, strategies, etc. But just like I said, the main character of this story is not Arjuna or any of the Pandavas, but it's actually a boy called Ekalavya. In the Hastinapuram forest, there were different tribes living as hunters and gatherers, and there was this one tribe called Nishadas, and this Nishada tribe, they have mainly grown their food, or they would go and hunt food and forage food for their survival. And this Nishada is actually a tribe which consists of hunters and gatherers. And there is a chief to this particular tribe, Nishada. And that chief had a son named Ekalavya. And because of the occupation of hunters, what they generally do is that they'll go into the forest and hunt different animals, and they will eat the animals, or even if there is leftover meat or any other products of the animals, they would make leather out of those animals or some other things from the bones, etc. and etc. And they would sell these to other people so that they could earn their living. But mostly they used to hunt animals for their survival, basically for their food. And Ekalavya was also one of them. And because he's one of them, he has to learn the art of hunting. And for hunting, they used to have a lot of different methods and different practices, different tools and etc. But Ekalavya used to concentrate on hunting animals using a bow and an arrow. He really wanted to become a great archer. So because of that, he used to use bow and arrows for hunting, while others used to use different kind of methods, practices and different kind of tools. He really wanted to become a great archer. So he asked his father to send him to one of the greatest teacher of archery, who is none other than Dronacharya, the royal guru or the royal teacher. And Dronacharya, on the other hand, he is one of the greatest teacher of archery, crafts, warfare, etc. and etc. And he's also royal teacher, which means that the royal students or the royal children like princess, prince, they would study under him. So this particular boy, Ekalavya, he wanted to become an archer, and he thought that if he can learn archery from one of the greatest teacher, who is Dronacharya, he can get even more advices, he can get even more knowledge on archery. So he thought in that way, and he went to his father and asked him to send him to Dronacharya's Gurukula. And Gurukula is a place where all their students would come to Guru's house, and they would live there for 5 to 6 years or until their course is completed, and they would live there 24 hours serving Guru and his wife or his family by gathering food, shelter. Or Gurukula can be normally called as a school in modern day language. So this Ekalavya asked his father to send him to Dronacharya's Gurukula. And depending on the version of the story you listen to, in some versions of the story it is said that Ekalavya's father sent him to Dronacharya's Gurukula. And when Ekalavya reached to Dronacharya's Gurukula, he was so happy and amazed to see Dronacharya for the first time, and he wanted to learn a lot from him, and he went to Dronacharya and touched his feet as a mark of respect. But when Dronacharya asked, "Who are you?" then Ekalavya replied saying that he's called as Ekalavya and he's the son of the chief of a hunter and gatherer's tribe, Nishada, and he even mentioned some details about it. And after introduction, Dronacharya actually rejects Ekalavya to teach him because he's not from a royal family or a rich family, so that he will not teach him just because he's not from a royal family and the rest of the students who are in that Gurukula are from royal families. Dronacharya simply rejects him, saying that he can't teach him. And here Ekalavya was a little hurt because he went to Dronacharya with a lot of hopes of learning archery and all, but suddenly Dronacharya rejected him just because he's not from a royal family. He came back to his place and he made an idol of Dronacharya. And in other versions of the story, it is mentioned that Ekalavya's father didn't even send him to Dronacharya's Gurukula because Ekalavya's father knew that Dronacharya would not teach him archery or other skills because he is not from a royal family. It is said that Ekalavya's father know all of this, so to simply not to hurt Ekalavya, so he decided not to send him to Dronacharya's Gurukula. But irrespective of the version of the story you listen to, Ekalavya couldn't get into that Gurukula or he couldn't learn archery from Dronacharya. So what he did was, he made an idol of Dronacharya. So he made a promise to himself saying that he will learn the archery by considering this life-size idol of Dronacharya as his mentor, as his guru or as his teacher. And a lot of days passed by. And here, Dronacharya was teaching all his other disciples like Arjuna, Kauravas and Pandavas. And here, Ekalavya was practicing, thinking that life-size idol as his mentor, he was practicing archery. And one day, when Ekalavya was practicing his archery, a dog was barking behind the bushes in the wilderness. This particular sound irritated Ekalavya, or this particular disturbed his concentration. So what he did was, he just shot 4 to 5 arrows in the direction from where the sound came, and after he shot the arrows, there was complete silence because he shot those arrows in such a way that these arrows will fill the mouth of that dog so that it will not be killed, but it just can't bark for some time. And this was actually a great skill because he did not see the animal or he did not see where it was, but he just shot arrows in the direction from which the sound came and he just silenced that animal. So without even seeing where the animal is, by just following the sound, he shot arrows and those arrows hit perfectly the target. It did not kill the animal, but just made that animal silent. So you can understand how great archer Ekalavya was. And after some time, this dog was wandering through the forest and somehow came to the Gurukula of Dronacharya. And in Dronacharya's Gurukula or in Dronacharya's school, Dronacharya saw this dog and he was amazed by what he saw because the dog was very much alive, but it couldn't bark or it couldn't make sounds just because its mouth was filled with arrows. And he immediately realized that the person who had shot these arrows is an extremely skilled and talented archer, and Dronacharya couldn't control his urgency to see that particular person who had shot these arrows. So along with his disciples Kauravas and Pandavas, he started searching for the person who had shot these arrows in the forest of Hastinapuram. So he started wandering through the forest looking for this person who had shot these arrows. And while searching for that particular person, he found Ekalavya was the one who shot arrows. And when he came to meet Ekalavya, Ekalavya was so shocked to see Dronacharya come to his home or come to his practice place. And Ekalavya was so happy that he went to Dronacharya and touched his feet as a mark of respect. Dronacharya asked Ekalavya, "Who are you?" Then Ekalavya replied saying that, "I'm your student. Because of some reasons, I couldn't get to be a student of yours. So what I did was, I made a life-size idol of yours. Thinking that idol to be my mentor, guru and teacher, I practiced archery. So in a way, that makes me your student," he replied in that way. And when Dronacharya asked Ekalavya what he did to that dog, he replied what happened. He said that while he was practicing archery, that the barking of that particular dog irritated him or disturbed his concentration, so he just shot arrows so that it would silence the dog but not completely kill him. And when Dronacharya asked Ekalavya how did he do that, he said that, "I just practiced and I self-taught myself everything, thinking you as my guru, and I practiced it." Then Dronacharya was shocked because this particular boy, Ekalavya, even though he didn't have any kind of guru or teacher, He self-taught everything he knew just by thinking an idol to be his mentor, guru, etc. He learned so much and he is a skilled archer. But Dronacharya was not happy for Ekalavya, because somewhere in the past, Dronacharya has promised Arjuna that he will make Arjuna the best archer in the world. But by seeing this particular boy, he has even more talent than Arjuna and he is even more skilled than Arjuna. So if this particular is able to shoot arrows, then Arjuna will no longer be able to become the best archer. So to keep his word to Arjuna, Dronacharya has to somehow stop this Ekalavya from archery. So what Dronacharya did was, he went to Ekalavya and asked, "Because you considered me as your guru, I want Guru Dakshina." So the concept of Guru Dakshina, which loosely translates to fees in modern day world, is that when these disciples, when these students come and learn from this guru, after completion of their education or after completion of their course, before returning back to their homes, what these students would do is that they used to pay some kind of fees or service to their teachers. And that is what Dronacharya was referring to Ekalavya in that particular story. So because Ekalavya taught Dronacharya to be his guru, now Dronacharya is demanding Ekalavya to pay his fees or to pay Guru Dakshina. And he is doing that because he wanted to make Arjuna the best archer in the world. And when Ekalavya says what to offer Dronacharya as his fees, then without even thinking, Dronacharya tells Ekalavya to cut his right thumb finger as his fees. And everyone there was surprised. The Kauravas, the Pandavas, the son of Dronacharya, everyone was surprised. Without having the right thumb, so without having a thumb, you can't shoot any more arrows and you would be a useless archer and you cannot even pick up bow and arrow again. So everyone was shocked for what Dronacharya did. But Ekalavya, without even thinking for a second, he took a knife and he just cut off his thumb as a Guru Dakshina. So in the end, Ekalavya lost his right hand thumb finger, but without losing hope or because of his love for archery, he started practicing archery with his right hand middle finger and right hand pointing finger. But he did not become the best archer this time, and Arjuna went on to become the best archer in the world, Ekalavya being the second best or the third best archer in the world during those times. So what's the moral of this story? Of course, Dronacharya was selfish in asking for a right hand thumb finger because he had selfish intentions, and also he had to keep his word to Arjuna. And in the next episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about why Dronacharya promised Arjuna to make him the best archer in the world. So I'll be talking about that particular story. Of course, if we have to talk about Ekalavya, even though he did not had any guru, he went on to become one of the greatest archer in the world by just practicing. And that's what we have to do. Without even thinking the end results, we just have to practice a lot and then we can achieve what we wanted to. And also, Ekalavya is considered to be one of the best student a teacher can ever get. Because when Dronacharya asked him to cut his finger, without even thinking twice of what would happen to him if he cut his finger, how would he throw arrows? So without thinking about any of this, he just cut his finger. So he is one of the best student a teacher can ever have. So what can we learn from this story is that we have to respect our teachers. And if you really want to achieve something, you can achieve that with practice and hard work, even though you cannot afford any of the luxuries. So that's it for today, guys. In the next episode of the podcast, we'll meet again with another interesting story. Subscribe to wherever you are listening. Thank you.